Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. There are four teams left now.
Oh, baby.
For the right to hoist the Lombardi Trophy in the 2024 National Football League season that is now in 2025 calendar year, with the divisional round of the playoffs in the books. Rich Eisen, Chris Brockman, it's time for Overreaction Monday.
Man,
good to see
go.
You.
Great well, there, to see you, man.
And I know you're ready to roll.
I'm ready to roll.
Because you sent a couple things via text to the group over the weekend. I think one even caused me to say Overreaction Saturday to you. I forget what that was because there were so many moments that happened.
It was a crazy weekend. I loved it.
I know. So lots to talk about as the Chiefs are going to take on the Bills.
Yep.
And the Eagles are going to take on the Commanders, who did, in fact, one done the Lions.
Love
All
it.
Right, hit it, Jay Felly, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. All right, Christopher.
Overreaction Monday. Rich, great job over the weekend.
Thanks.
It's a lot of live television for you.
8.5 hours, 4.5 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday. A lot of fun.
A
lot of fun.
All right,
thanks.
let's get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start in Philadelphia, Rich. Look, here's the deal. I know it's a quarterback award, whatever. I don't even care. I don't care. We all know it's true. Saquon Barkley is hands down the MVP of the 2024 NFL season.
Well, as you know, it's a regular season award.
Don't care.
I got it.
We watched the game.
And he's the MVP of the Eagles. He's the outstanding, most valuable player of the Eagles. I mean, all you need to know, of all the stats that come out of it, there's an entire page from NFL Network research on Saquon's stats alone in what he's doing, but this pretty much says it all. The Eagles gained 184 yards on Sunday against the Rams in the divisional playoff win in the snow on their three touchdowns, 166 yards on their other 58 offensive plays.
Wow.
Now, Hurts ran one in from 44 yards yep. out on the opening drive mm-hmm. to start the scoring before the snow really came down.
Yep.
And we know that the Rams had a crucial turnover after sacking Hurts in the end zone to make it a one-point game on a safety, and they turned it over on that spot right away, midfield on the ensuing drive.
Yeah, Jalen Carter, amazing play on Kyron Williams.
Correct. And that the Rams did then somehow hold the Eagles out of the end zone despite Saquon and the rest of the offense getting it right to the doorstep. A false start on the tush push at the one.
Unreal.
Made it a three-point effort. Yeah. And the Rams kept this thing going, and they kept it going, and they couldn't score, and they kept giving it back to Philadelphia. And then Saquon said, that's the end of this. I'm just going to rip another one off. So he shows the value here. And he's the most valuable running back we have seen since Adrian Peterson won the MVP. He is without question the most valuable running back in the respect that he got his team through in the snow. It did help to have the home crowd, and it did help to have maybe a team from Los Angeles in the snow as opposed to the Ravens having to be in Western New York taking on the Bills in that snow game. But Derrick Henry had value as well. He hasn't moved on. Saquon has. Saquon is now a step shy of taking his talents to the Super Bowl and maybe doing something that only Terrell Davis has done before, which is run for as many yards as he's done in this regular season. And then into the Super Bowl, he goes and wins the MVP of that. So Terrell Davis holds the record for most rush yards in a single season. He did it in back-to-back years in 97 and 98. Saquon has a chance to eclipse both of those marks if he goes to the Super Bowl and he wins it. He could do what Terrell Davis has only done and Marshall Faulk as well in terms of yards from scrimmage. That said, you know, can you sit here and say he's the most valuable player? Let's see how Josh Allen performs in the AFC Championship game. I'd love to kind of, once we're back from the Super Bowl in New Orleans,
see who ultimately had the best season.
Well, what we would do is sometimes we redraft a draft. Mm-hmm. Let's find out who wins the awards at NFL Honors the Thursday before the Super Bowl. And then once the Super Bowl is over, reissue the awards and see if they're any different.
I think in saying this, I'm just looking at the Eagles, right? What's different than last year? They have basically the same team as last year that fell apart at the end of the season. Jason Kelce, the Hall of Fame, their best lineman, retires.
Yes.
They add this guy, and now the Eagles have 14 wins or are on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. You know, the Ravens, yes, they added Derrick Henry, but you know, that kind of lessens Lamar's impact. Josh Allen, you could say he did it all by himself, but the Eagles still had more wins than Buffalo. And so I'm looking at MVP, and I'm like, this guy is the definition of most valuable.
Well, looking at it from a bird's eye view, what's different are the two coordinators that Nick Sirianni realized the guys that he chose to replace Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon were not the guys for him. And they weren't the guys for the moment, and they weren't the guys maybe for any moment, and decided to go and get Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, and those guys are difference makers without a doubt. They did have someone like Howie Roseman to be able to draft somebody like Cam Jurgens and say, okay, guess what? You're going to be a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro with Jason Kelce now podcasting and representing every other company known to man, you know? And so it is a team effort, but Saquon at the outset of the season, we were saying, how is he going to plus up the Eagles? Right. And I said, can he plus him up in the same way McCaffrey plussed up the 49ers offense, which had a Super Bowl run in them in previous years?
Right.
How will they look with McCaffrey? We got an answer. We're seeing that with Saquon. Is he the MVP of the league? I'm still going to call it an overreaction.
Okay.
Because it is a regular season award, but he's the MVP of the playoffs so far with Jaden Daniels, and the two of them are going to fight it out to see who's the most valuable on Sunday. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checking first is smart, so check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. What else?
Rich, it's almost like you read my mind.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about the Commanders.
Sure.
Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback of all time, and he's going to the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's an overreaction. I don't think it is. Because the other rookies who made it to the AFC Championship game, they were game managers. I remember when Ben made it to the Super Bowl and you know, I remember when Ben made it to the Super Bowl. He wasn't a rookie, but it was don't screw it up.
Right.
It was game manage. Mm-hmm. It was Bill Cowher, and Bill is on the Thursday show of the flagship, and I can't wait to talk with him about this because Ben was the guy that just game manage, don't screw it up, don't do anything too crazy extending the plays, just let Bettis handle it, just get it in the hands of Hines Ward mm-hmm. or Randall Hell to throw it to Hines Ward, right. You know, and the other rookies to start in a conference championship game, listen to these guys, Brock Purdy, Mark Sanchez, Roethlisberger, Sean King, and Joe Flacco, none of them won the championship game. And many of them, certainly Sanchez, were just like, ground and pound, don't screw it up.
Right. Rely on the defense.
Jaden Daniels is like, oh, we'll put the ball in your hands every fourth down inside the five.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a different, different task that's being asked of him. And it's a different result being handed in because of his remarkable, precocious abilities. And so, yeah, I don't think it's an overreaction to say we're seeing the greatest rookie quarterback season ever. If he makes it to the Super Bowl, then it's sealed. He's the first ever to do that.
Yeah. But he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Dude, none of those other quarterbacks did, right? Who went to the...
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Flacco did. I wouldn't know who was when Roethlisberger was. I think he might have won Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'd be stunned if he didn't. Because Ben won, he got a start in the middle of the season.
Oh, he was 13-0.
The right. Early part of the season, then he just made it to the AFC Championship game. But be that as it may, I mean, this also, listen to these stats. I'll repeat it on the flagship show. Yes, the defense is playing better, right?
Yes.
And yes, the playmakers were there for the kid to start utilizing and bring it out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben did win Rookie of the Year that year.
The 2024 Commanders have now ended the following droughts this season.
Okay.
Don't forget, they were second overall on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
They ended a 7-year drought without a winning season, an 11-season drought without winning double digits in a regular season. They ended an 18-season drought without a playoff win and a 32-season drought without a conference championship game appearance all in 1 year. Who did that? Perhaps the greatest rookie quarterback we've ever seen. And in terms of going to the Super Bowl, every single time when the Commanders advanced past the divisional round in previous years, they made it to the Super Bowl in the last two times, 91 and 87. So that's ancient history. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're talking about the here and now. I proffer to say the Philadelphia Eagles fans are looking at this thinking, well, we've beaten them before. And then deep down in their inner monologue, they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we...
Because the Why Not Us team is coming with a kid who just says, that's okay. It.
Yeah.
So not an overreaction, Chris.
Love it. Love it. All right, let's go to the other team in that game. Got to talk about it. The Lions need a modern dual-threat quarterback if they want to be real Super Bowl contenders.
Now, I know you've been chipping away at the Jared Goffness of it all.
I was just right. I mean, I just think we saw it play out on Sunday. We saw it play out in his, you know, couple bad games during the regular season. This is what happens. Yeah. It's unfortunate. I mean, he's a great guy.
If you're talking
and
about,
he's been awesome for them in the regular season, but
quarterback-driven league, I understand it. I understand quarterback-driven league, and you know when you lose, you're blamed. When you win, you know you got rose petals thrown. And you know, five giveaways in this game. Not all of them Goff, but five giveaways, very damaging. I'll just call it an overreaction, and that it's now 2 years in a row, like. Last year, it was the coach's decision-making that was the finger of blame in the NFC Championship game. This time around, you also have to include the fact that in four of their final six games, including the playoffs, the Lions' defense allowed 30 or more points. And at the end of the day, when you do take a look at which team had their star players on defense healthy and buzzing around like it was week one on Saturday night and who did not. That was a difference maker. It really was a difference maker. Detroit allowed 30 or more points in none of their first 12 games. For their last six, the attrition on that side of the ball that we were talking about, would they be able to overcome it? They're going to have to win games 40-30. They lost this game 40-30 because of the turnovers, and you could say Goff is to blame. I understand that, but to sit here and say they're never going to get past, they need one of their own Jaden Daniels. Of course, you would love to have the running and passing threat at quarterback. You could see
all four teams
you
left.
You could see it. I get it. I understand it. But to sit here and say there's no other way to skin the cat, for the lack of a better phrase, I still think is an outdated way to look at it. And I'll just call it an overreaction. Goff had some tremendous games this season. They won 15 games. If they had Aiden Hutchinson to run around and try and get Jaden Daniels off.
They didn't have him all year, and they were, this good.
But then they started losing more and more and more and more guys. And at some point, the playoffs will always find that weakness. That's the beauty of the professional sports playoffs, is that, sure, something can be hidden throughout the entirety of a regular season. But when it comes, push comes to shove, you saw it. You saw it in the Rams game. Kyren Williams had some fumble problems this year, and they also had some problems protecting Matthew Stafford up the middle. A fumble by Kyren Williams and then two blown assignments on Jalen Carter at the very biggest moment cost the Rams. You took a look at the Lions. The attrition cost them. You take a look at the Texans. Could they have put more points on the board if they did have Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs?
No, special teams did in the Texans.
You know what I mean? And so,
But what was the defense against the Vikings? Are we chalking that up to Sam Darnold then?
That Sam Darnold in the moment, or the offensive line in the moment? Yeah. I mean, you could obviously pick and choose to fill any narrative you want, but I'll just say that, give me another year with Goff.
Okay.
And see how it goes here.
I'm bummed for Lions fans. They would have been fun in New Orleans, obviously. They could be back.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep. Still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
Halftime, or we keep it going?
Keep it going,
All right, keep it going.
It's championship
week. Championship week. How about this one, Rich?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get you with this one. Got to talk Chiefs. This is the easiest path the Chiefs have had to winning a Super Bowl in their dynasty run. Hear me out.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out if you're...
They're playing the Bills here, right? A team they have
is basically the only. Okay, keep going.
they have absolutely owned in the playoffs, right? They lose in the regular season. Right. Who cares?
Okay.
They've absolutely owned Buffalo and Josh Allen in the playoffs for 3-0. Then they get to the Super Bowl, and who are they playing? The Eagle team that they basically beat in the Super Bowl already, or
with Saquon Barkley now.
Or a rookie. Have you seen the Chiefs defense? Or they're playing a rookie quarterback. This is the easiest path to a dynasty, to a win in the Super Bowl the Chiefs have had.
You can't just, what do you think? Like, so if Jaden Daniels gets the Commanders to the Super Bowl, all of a sudden he's going to turn into a pumpkin and start seeing a deer in the headlights because it is the biggest game of his entire life in New Orleans where he went to college, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot. So, oh my God,
extra
all of a sudden.
To think about
they, it. We will have finally found the one moment where Jaden Daniels goes, you know what? I forgot to pee down my leg. Let me start peeing. You know what I mean? Like, so, and then the Eagles.
Never
the,
played against
and then
Chris
the Eagles
Jones.
Get, let's say the Eagles get past Jaden Daniels, and they're showing up in the Superdome, and the Eagles are there with that defense, with the ability.
With an injured quarterback, with a maniac head coach, with a passing game that looks pretty terrible.
And the Bills were just tossing that out because they own the Bills in the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah. Easiest path for the Chiefs.
All right. Dude. Are you already front-loading the asterisk that's going to be next to the first ever three-peat in the history of the NFL? Is that what you're saying right here? Are you really going to take a 15-win, the first ever 15-win team coming off of back-to-back Super Bowls? That's already never happened. They've already hit that high water mark with a 300-win all-time head coach now in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, who is zeroing in on Tom Brady before age 29, and you're going to take these accomplishments with Chris Jones and Karlaftis and all of this stuff, and you're going to front load but who have they really beaten?
No.
Card.
Absolutely not. Those are your words. Those are not
this
mine.
This is exactly what you're saying.
That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying if they don't win, like, come on, guys. This is the easiest path you'll have. A team you've owned, a team you've already beaten the Super Bowl, and a rookie quarterback.
And the other, and the Texans too. And half the Texans.
And the Texans in the first playoff window.
So what do you, so if the Ravens had made it, this wouldn't have been a conversation. Or if the Rams had made it, you'd be like, come on, the Rams and the Commanders. This is nobody from the NFC North. The second place finisher in the NFC East. The NFC West, one of the weakest divisions that we thought in football. Who are the Rams? They're so young. Like, honestly, you could keep on. You have to beat the teams in front of you. And you also have to make sure you're not beating yourself. Get out of here with this nonsense.
Well, it helps when you have help on the field.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of
Rich. Are you going to do the 12th man? You talking about the 12th man being the Zebras?
Speaking of Rich, the NFL has to make every penalty involving the quarterback reviewable. It's time.
Every penalty involving the, does that include holding too? To protect the quarterback?
Involving the quarterback.
Okay. So hitting the quarterback.
Hitting the quarterback. Okay.
Here's the issue.
Because look, it's a bad narrative when, fixed is trending and you got head coaches and star players after the game wondering if, they're playing against more guys than just the 11.
Got it. That's not good.
That's not
good. When the head coach of the Texans intimates that they were going against a stilted, that Clay Martin was in Andy Reid's pocket.
And then Will Anderson just says it.
Okay, right. That's not great.
Not great.
All right. And quote one of the individuals that you think is overprotected, Roger Goodell will no doubt sit here and say that'll get handled when it gets handled. When the Texans receive, FedEx.
Every penny.
Got it. Okay. Understand. Yeah, that's your point, your opinion. Yeah. Nothing will ever stop the hashtag fixed crowd from popping that into their phones and having their thumbs
hit true.
Send. Sure. Certainly if said individual with their thumbs is going to have to go full hand into their pockets because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're never gonna fix that fixed thing. The answer here is the NFL will never, I don't think, institute anything that has an individual that is not on the field put a flag on the play. They will never have replay assist or the monitor viewer upstairs say the referees didn't call a penalty after further review. We noticed it. Put the flag down on the field. The only time where that will ever happen and has happened is for 12 men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're never going to do it for delay a game. If it's not called on the field, they will not put a flag down on the play using replay. So you have to get what you're looking for, you have to say anything that's flagged for 15 yards. If you want to say involving the quarterback, fine. I think it should be players colliding, you know, receiver gets hit. Is it in the chest? Is it in the head and neck area? Is it using somebody's crown of the helmet? That sort of stuff. Anytime a 15-yard penalty is put on the field, you should review it. It should be immediately reviewed while the refs are talking about it. There's at least 10 to 15 seconds that can be built in for this process to be looked at. As soon as there's a flag, that's a flag for that sort of thing. You know, because you also see there's these belt packs, right? You could see also, you know, every single time there's and I'm sure people are infuriated by this sort of thing, that the side judge runs in, spots the ball right at the first down line or past it and takes his arm or her arm and waves everybody up saying, I'm giving this a first down. And you'd be like sitting there going, wait a minute, just because you say there's a first down, right. We're moving the chains. Like, wait a minute. I think that's close enough. It should be reviewed. Like, yep. let's hold up the chain moving party here, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that same respect, let's have the flag thrown, have somebody look at it. And to my estimation, the two 15-yard penalties that were called in this game because Mahomes was involved and he was being roughed, according to Clay Martin or the officials throwing it, the one where it was roughing the passer early on in the game, extended the drive.
Third down, kept the drive going.
Right, kept the drive going. And then obviously the one that wound up with Kelce catching a touchdown that extended the drive because two Texans collided over Mahomes, who was sliding late because, as Troy Aikman called it, playing games with the defense.
That's what I've been saying all year.
And so Mahomes slides late. By the way, not on the sideline.
Just
right.
Like, he was
in between the sideline and the hash mark.
Right.
By the way, heading towards the hash mark, not the sideline.
Oh, yeah. He was going back into the field.
He's going back into the field of play.
Yep.
And so two Texans collide over him, and they flag the two Texans for colliding into each other. Replay assist should absolutely be made available to fix that on the spot. Now, it's going to still infuriate when people look at the visual evidence and think that's conclusive enough to pick a flag up, and they don't. But at least that process will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be there.
It's got to.
They're already talking about the impetus being that face mask penalty that wasn't called on the Rams at the end of the game in the first Vikings contest.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is there wasn't one called. Will they actually institute for the face mask penalty? Because it will be clear and obvious whether any portions of anybody's hand is inside of a face mask and twists somebody. Mm-hmm. I believe there was a game on Sunday where a face mask penalty was called and it was just a shoulder that got twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the types of things that replay assist when a flag is thrown on the field to make every penalty involving the quarterback reviewable. Are you talking about also intentional grounding? See, that's why you got to be really careful with the language. I know this is overreaction
language,
Monday.
Obviously the language matters.
So I will, if you correct this, to the NFL has to make every 15-yard penalty involving the quarterback reviewable.
But you can just take out the quarterback if we're doing 15-yard penalties then.
I think anytime 15 yards is awarded to a certain or against a team and for another team, that mean that institutes is just like a turnover or a scoring play. Let's look at it.
The thing is, these games matter too much, especially this this late in the season. Oh, look, say what you will, you shake your head at me, but the money involved with gambling, that matters. It's a billions of billions of dollar, you know, industry, and you know we can't have screw ups like this that are this obvious.
I know you bring the gambler's approach to this. I'm more about the, you know, people's lives are at stake in terms of their profession, you know. And their safety.
Yeah,
we literally want to talk about it.
It's just too important to have obvious screw ups like this. All right, Rich. Last one before we get to our Week 10 look back.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time to have the conversation. It's time to wonder if John Harbaugh is the best head coach to push Lamar over the championship hump.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. He's got the most road wins in the history of. The most road wins in the history of professional playoff coaching, and by the way, did you see when they came? He came out of the for the second half, and Tracy Wolfson was interviewing him, and she's just like, what do you say to Lamar or something like? Because Lamar had a 2-turnover first half,
right?
Josh Allen had as many rushing touchdowns as Lamar had turnovers in the first half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so. And so he's like, yeah, Lamar was the one doing the talking at halftime. He'll be fine. We just need to get the, stop the run and score enough points and we're going to win the game. And basically what he said occurred in the second half. He basically said, we have to stop the run and we'll score our points and win the game. They just didn't score in two different 2-point conversions. If you want, that's Todd Monken's call. And Todd Monken's call, I don't understand when Derrick Henry was steamrolling like Radiator Springs. He turned Buffalo into Radiator Springs and he just was steamrolling them right down. And you got a 2-point conversion.
Well, the head coach can say, give it to 22.
I guess. I don't know, man. When you do that sort of thing, honestly, you're doing a job around here on the Rich Eisen show all year long. And then suddenly what? It's our Super Bowl show and I'm going to take it away from you. You know what I mean? Like it's called delegating.
You can overrule in key moments.
I know I do that. but when it comes down to it though, he's as great as they come. He really is. And I think he's a Super Bowl shy of being a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame.
Since that Super Bowl, Rich, 4-7 in the playoffs.
No, I understand, dude.
And then why the weird Lamar meltdowns in the postseason?
I don't know. Ask Lamar, like, why is Lamar switching the ball in his hands, when he's clearly being sacked? Why do that? But Lamar also had a stupendous final drive. God bless Mark Andrews, one of the sweetest people on planet Earth, and one of the sure-handed people in the National Football League. He doesn't deserve to have moment happen.
Pretty gutted for him. An amazing defensive play on the fumble.
Exactly.
And then,
that was the other 2-point conversion. I mean, Lamar, and by the way, had he caught that, there were still 93 seconds left on the clock for Josh Allen.
Correct.
So,
correct.
It just ended the Ravens' chances on the spot. And the defense, who knows what would have happened?
Look, we have this conversation.
I was rooting for overtime. I didn't want the day to end.
No, of course not. Look, we have this conversation about Mike Tomlin endlessly, and I think it's fair to throw Harbaugh in there as well. It's time to ask questions. He's 62 years old. Look, Marty Schottenheimer went 14-2, 1-done in the playoffs at the exact same age and got fired. I'm just saying it's maybe time to wonder about it.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
That's not surprising, but I wanted to get it out there.
Wholeheartedly. I couldn't disagree more in terms of being a CEO of an operation. And this franchise is absolutely one of the gleaming examples of what you can do with a philosophy and a style and a consistency from the top down. And,
and so is
why
Pittsburgh,
would you flush
we,
it?
We endlessly
no,
talk about Mike
no,
Tomlin.
No. I mean, you could absolutely say the Ravens are far more successful in the Tomlin era since the Super Bowl.
Same amount of rings.
I disagree. I say it's an overreaction.
It's fair to wonder if they maxed out. All right, looking back at Week 10, Rich, speaking of the Steelers, big miss here.
So this is 10 weeks ago.
This is 10 weeks ago.
We're looking back 10 weeks ago.
Second week in November. We were just getting back from Munich. And I said the Steelers would be playing in the AFC Championship game.
Because they were 10-3 and had just beaten the Ravens.
Crushing it. No, the Ravens had just beat the Bengals.
Oh, okay. I got you.
In that wild Thursday night game.
Okay.
And then So that was obviously a big miss. And then two wins here. Jared Goff is the biggest liability to a Lions Super Bowl win.
Hold on a second.
I was all over that.
Hold on a minute. So this was coming off of the five interception game
against Houston.
Against Houston. Yep. Jared Goff is the biggest liability to a possible Lions Super Bowl win. And you think this past Saturday night
absolutely confirms it.
Again, I just think if they had all those defenders out there, we might have had a different result.
Not when you turn it over.
That's true.
Yeah. Not when you.
By the way, do you know what every divisional playoff winner had in common?
No turnovers.
And you know what else they had in common? They were outgained.
Gained. Yeah.
The key is not the yards.
Winning the turnover battle.
Do not turn it over.
Yep. And then the other one I had was Charger. That was a future overreaction. We were going to say the Chargers were Fugazi playoff contenders.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
See? Yeah, but they got smoked.
No, just the what does it have in common? Harbaugh slander going out the door.
Harbaugh slander.
Go Notre Dame. Come on now.
Go Notre Dame.
I don't know if that's gonna age well. I do not know if that will age well, man. Going into the national championship game. And
I'm excited
a few
for that.
Hours.
It's gonna be a fun game tonight.
Okay, I'm glad you're excited.
Okay, Rich.
I will be drunk by 2 o'clock. It's literally 5 o'clock somewhere every second of the day for me today. All right.
During the show, let's do it.
Okay. That'll wrap it up for Overreaction Monday. Max Crosby, who was hanging out with the NFL
great.
Game Day Morning Crew.
I really
crew,
enjoyed him.
He was aces to be around. He was great to everybody. He is the guest of Susie Schuster and Amy Trask for What the Football on Tuesday. So all you Raider fans, the Princess of Darkness and the Condor will be hanging out.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and Susie's crashing the party. That's on Tuesday's edition of Overreaction Monday. Of course, keep an ear out and eye out on our YouTube channel for No Contest Wrestling with O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson. And, of course, the Jim Jackson Show as well. For Chris, I'm Rich. That's Overreaction Monday, heading into Championship Week in the NFL. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast. I'm also saying the record's going to go down.
I'm saying the record's going down anyway. The guy.
I don't think you're off on this at all. Like, you're spot on here. I don't think this is an overreaction because we have no idea what we're reacting to. Come react or overreact with us.
Overreaction Monday. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's game over.
Over, man.